Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
This is Ed.
This is Zach.
Zach, thanks.
Yes.
I was just going to ask you a couple questions about the flyer unsecured loan.
Absolutely. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there, and that would allow me to pull up the information that we have on your business?
2511-3201-0010-6706.
And how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good. Am I speaking with Martha?
You are.
With Climbing Performance Institute?
Yes.
That sounds very exciting. Okay. And Martha, we just got a new phone system, and we've experienced a couple drop calls over the past week. What would be a good number to reach back out to you if, God forbid, this call were to drop?
910-486-9638.
Okay, I appreciate that. I had one drop yesterday, and I could not get back a hold of the person, and I was freaking out. Could you repeat the last four numbers, please?
Pardon?
The last four numbers of the phone number.
910-486-9638.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So I just want to verify, are you still at the 436 West Russell Street address in Fayette, North Carolina?
Fayetteville, yes.
Fayetteville. Okay, excellent. And then the classification of your business, is it a partnership, an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, great. So what you had received was an offer for funding. We do have a multitude of programs. If you let me know what you're looking to do, I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Oh, I'd like to get as much as I could to clear off everything I have, and so I'd have a lesser of a payment on all the bills that I have.
So it's kind of a consolidation of sorts?
Yeah, kind of.
And were you looking to maybe net a little bit extra for operational expenses or, you know, things of that nature?
Oh, that would be nice.
Okay, okay. You know, what's the Climbing Performance Institute? It sounds very interesting.
Rock climbing gym and retail.
Oh, cool, cool. And how long have you guys been in business?
23 years.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. Are you guys seeing continued growth or...
It's just kind of hard right now, so I was trying to get a new step on it.
Sure. It's kind of like a bridge loan to get through a slower time.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, let me ask you a couple qualifying questions here. This will allow us to see if we could make some funds available for you. Are you familiar with working capital loans at all? Have you heard of those or ever taken one out for the business?
No.
Okay, so what these are it's a newer product, and it allows business owners to unlock, you know, maybe 10 to 12% of the revenue of the sales that they did the year previous. Would you know what you guys did ballpark-wise in sales last year?
Around 200.
Okay, so, you know, based on that number, we could probably make, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 available for you. Would that be enough to help out?
That's not what I'm looking for.
How much were you looking for?
Well, you have unsecured loans up to $250,000. If I had $250,000, I could pay every debt I have off and pay you one big lump sum every month.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Unfortunately, at this time, just based off of the sales, you know, that would be the amount that we could initially make available. Would you be paying that debt off all at once if you did have the $250,000, just boom, all debt's gone, or would you slowly kind of pay down everything?
Nope, I'd pay it all off.
Okay, okay. The only other suggestion I have is this. You know, we could do a collateralized loan to bring that amount. If you had equipment or anything like that that you may want to put up for collateral to bring on the $250,000. Because the unsecured loan is just based off of the sales itself. So again, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 seems like the ceiling of what we would be able to make available for the business.
I guess you can't help me then.
Unfortunately, no, not at this time. I apologize for that.
All right.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck, Martha. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.